Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter 3, beginning at verse 8. "Wherefore at that time certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews. They spake and said unto King Nebuchadnezzar, O king, live forever. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, that he should be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then Nebuchadnezzar, in his rage and fury, commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Then they brought these men before the king. Turning quickly to the book of Psalms, Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word. And as Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63, that your spirit gives life, and your word gives life. Help the people listening, Father. I want them to see the glory and the magnificence of Christ. I want them to serve you, Lord, with a pure heart. And I pray that you will somehow use me today in my halting voice to reach the people and encourage them. And Father, I thank you in the wonderful and precious name of Jesus. Amen. And before I preach, I'd like to once again remind you of the people that I minister with in Haiti, the pastors, the missionaries, what have you. Please pray for these people. They need God's help. Pray that God will encourage them and enable them in the things that they need physically that He would provide. But more than that, and most importantly, help them to win the lost. Help them to gather in the great harvest of souls. And also, I want to take the time to invite you to Old Paths Tabernacle. If you like what you hear on this program, and you have a chance, please come out and be with us on Sunday night. And at the end of the program, I'll give directions to the ministry. And I thank you very much. When men set out to serve the Lord, God calls them, and they're encouraged and edified by the Lord's Spirit and empowered to do the work of God. And they start out in obedience. But as God begins to move in their ministry, Satan takes note, and he begins to work against it. Now, I want to interject right at the beginning and say that I do not use coded language in my sermons. I'm not making any kind of statement regarding myself. I am merely teaching the Word of God, and I can give abundant examples from the Word of God where this is so. When men begin to serve the Lord, there is always opposition from Satan. These Chaldeans, it says, "Wherefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews." We can look when Nehemiah and company were building the wall again in Jerusalem, which happened shortly after what we're reading here transpired, mere decades or a century or something after this transpired. He did the work of God. He was building the wall of Jerusalem, building the wall of the temple, what have you. You can read about these things in the prophets and also the book of Nehemiah and etc. But while he was on the wall building, then these other people that hated the work of God came and tried to distract him and pass laws against him and threaten him and etc. But he stayed on the wall, it said, to preach the gospel. Now again, that's symbolic in nature. He was building the walls of the house of God and the city of God. And in a symbolic nature, that pictures the preaching of the gospel and building God's kingdom through the message of the gospel, which is what we do today. Now these Chaldeans, they're sorcerers or fortune tellers or astrologers or what have you. They don't worship God, and their religion is false and against the Lord. And that's evident because they came near and accused the Jews. Now these were the people that were stood up and shown to be frauds in chapter 2 and also in chapter 1 in giving advice and counsel to the king. Daniel and his three friends were found to be 10 times better than these Chaldeans, these frauds. And when God began to bless the three Hebrew children, as they were standing up for God, Satan inspired these Chaldeans to accuse them. In chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and we preached on that. And in his dream, he saw an image, a statue, what have you, and we're pretty sure that it was a statue of a soldier. The head of gold, the breast and arms of silver, etc. And it was prophetic in nature and showed the kingdoms of the world that would come against Israel. But at the end, a stone from heaven not made with hands, or in other words, Christ from heaven, without the aid, help, design, or even permission of men here on earth, Christ comes back from heaven. Christ comes back from heaven one day, and shortly. We believe in the imminent return of Christ. It will happen. We don't know the day or the hour, but it will happen. Christ will return. Jesus is coming back, just as the Bible says. And he will set up his kingdom and destroy the kingdoms of mankind. In the book of Genesis, we find that the wicked began to build a temple, a ziggurat, or something of that nature. This was in the city of Babel, and we believe that on the top of this temple, or ziggurat, or something, there was an astrology symbol. And they thought that they could reach God their own way, by building their own temple or place of worship, and worshiping the host of heaven, because the zodiac points 360 degrees. Instead of worshiping God, they worshiped something else. And that's just the way it is. God has his way. God says, do this, follow me. But men, again and again and again, since the beginning of time, said, no, we'll do it our own way. We'll worship as we please. We don't need the Bible. We don't need God's laws. We'll make a God in our own image. But in chapter 3, we find that Nebuchadnezzar says, well, that was good. That was fun. I had a dream. I got the interpretation. And we had a good time. But at heart, I don't really believe in God. And I'm surmising, I don't really understand what was in his heart. But God gives him this dream, this fearful dream, which portrays the end of his kingdom, which, as we'll find a chapter or two later in this book, happens. His kingdom is overthrown. But he makes a statue that looked like what he saw in the dream. And then he said to all the people, he gave a decree and said, everyone must bow to this image and worship it. Now, you say that worshiping a statue, that's kind of silly, but, you know, we do live in New Orleans. Statues are worshipped every Sunday in many churches in this city. And let me quickly say, worshiping statues and idols and images is wrong. It was wrong in the Old Testament, it's wrong in the New, and it's wrong in our churches today. We worship the invisible God and serve Him only, and not some artist's interpretation, and not the host of heaven, saint this and saint that. Worship the Lord. Look to Him. When you're sick, call upon Him, not some dead saint. When you're in trouble, or when you don't have any money, or when, pick your problem. Call on God and forget the saints. Forget the priest. Forget confession. Forget all of these things. Look to the Lord. But Nebuchadnezzar built a statue, or had it built, and decreed that everyone, that when they heard this music, they were to bow and worship the image. Verse 4, then a herald cried aloud, to you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time ye hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, ye fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king hath set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And it says that when the music played, the people bowed. But verse 8, certain Chaldeans came near and accused the Jews and said, King, King, you made this law, you gave this decree to worship the image. But you know, there's these Jews over here. They don't want to do what you said. King, you gave a commandment, and they're not following what you said. They're not worshiping your God. And we know this story. We've heard it preached again and again and again on this station, in your pulpit, in my pulpit, in every church here in New Orleans, I suppose, at one time or another, has preached this sermon. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you won't bow down to my image? You won't worship it? When you hear the music, bow down. But the second half of verse 15, but if you worship not, you should be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that you worship that shall deliver you out of my hands? He was claiming that he was more powerful and more important than God. But in verse 16, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. King, you can do what you want, but we're not going to worship your false idol. We're going to serve God. Remember back in the beginning in chapter 1, O king, when we said that we wouldn't eat meat offered to idols? Well, we serve God, we believe God, we're committed to God. And we're not going to worship any false god. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's important to take a stand for God. It's important to trust Him and to square our shoulders and say, we're going to go God's way. We're not going to go another. And it doesn't matter what consequences we face, we're going to follow God. And that, of course, made Nebuchadnezzar twice as mad. And it says that he commanded that the furnace to be heated 7 times hotter than it was before. It was hot enough to burn, it was hot enough to kill, if anyone was thrown into it. But he says, heat it up 7 times hotter. and Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bound with ropes and thrown into the burning fiery furnace. And it says in verse 22 that the fire was so hot that the soldiers or whoever that were charged with throwing them in the fire, they died on the spot because of the heat. And these three men in verse 23, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, Did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? And of course they said, True, O king. And he answered and said, Lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Hallelujah! Glory to God! We threw three men in, and they were bound with ropes, but I see four men loose, no ropes, walking around. Praise God. I'm sure that they were having a prayer meeting. I'm sure that they were shouting the praises of God. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. But that fourth man in the midst of the fire, it said of him that the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. And in fact, it was the Son of God. Jesus Christ appeared in the fire with those that stood for God. They stood for God. They were bound with ropes or whatever. They were tied up with ropes, thrown into the fire. But Scripture says the only thing that burned were the ropes. The ropes. They were delivered. Hallelujah! They were delivered. When you get into a sticky situation, when you're going through the fire, the Bible says that Jesus is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us to the end of the age. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Jesus will be with you. As he was with these men, he'll be with you. If you stand for God and don't compromise, God will be with you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God for his delivering power. Praise God that he does not forget those that serve him. Verse 28, Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Romans 12:1, it's our reasonable service to present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God. It says it's our reasonable service. If we're bought with a price, I know I am. Are you bought with a price? Have you surrendered your heart to the Lord? Do you know that if you died today, that you'd end up in heaven? If not, you need to make sure. You need to think about it. You need to pray and ask God to forgive you of your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. You need to ask him to be Lord of your life. If you've listened to this message, you heard this story, and believe me, it's not just a story. It really happened, and it's a truth from God on high. God delivered these men when they trusted in him. God will help you. God will rescue you. But you first must surrender your heart and life to the Lord. And he will save you, as his word says. Verse 29, Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses be made a dunghill. Because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. There is no other God that can deliver after this sort. As I said at the beginning of the program, pick your problem. Whatever ails you, whatever trouble you find yourself in, whatever judgment the judge said, whatever situation you're facing, God can deliver you. If you trust in Him, God can deliver you. And there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon.
The Savior is waiting to enter your heart. Why won't you let Him come in? There's nothing in this world to keep you. What is your answer to Him? Time after time, He has waited before, and now He is waiting again to darkness will end.
Old Paths Tabernacle is an evangelistic outreach of the Joey Kelly Broadcast. If you like good singing and good preaching and are looking for Sunday night services to attend, please consider yourself invited. If you're coming from New Orleans East Bank, take the G&O or the Crescent City Connection to the West Bank Expressway and get off at Manhattan. Go through the Harvey Tunnel and turn right at the red light, which is MacArthur. Go 2 blocks and turn right at the fire station onto 8th Street. Go 3 blocks and turn right. Old Paths Tabernacle is right on the corner, meeting in Waymaker Ministry Sanctuary, 804 First Avenue in Harvey. If you're coming from the Huey or Boutte, get on the elevated expressway, then get off at MacArthur and turn left at the light. Remember, our services start at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, and I hope to see you there. You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.